I love, or at least like, just about every bird, but I must admit to some serious prejudice against species that hurt chickadees. So one might reasonably guess that I would not like shrikes, songbirds specifically designed for killing tiny birds, but no, I find something about shrikes very appealing. We see two different species of shrikes in the upper Midwest. The northern shrike breeds in the far north and visits us only in winter. I have a strong preference for the smaller, daintier loggerhead shrike, once a common breeding bird in southern Minnesota and Wisconsin, but whose numbers have dwindled dramatically throughout its range. Except for one individual I saw in Sauk County, Wisconsin back in 1977, and a couple in Colorado, all the loggerhead shrikes I've seen so far were south of the range of black-capped chickadees. So almost certainly none of them had ever eaten a chickadee, while twice over the years I've seen a northern shrike eating one of my own backyard chickadees. When I found a barbed wire fence or thorny plant used as a loggerhead shrike's meat locker, or seen a loggerhead shrike eating prey, the food items have run heavily to cold-blooded animals, especially large grasshoppers and small lizards. That I can handle. Shrikes are true songbirds with wimpy, perching feet, not talons, and they're smaller than robins, yet they can take prey fully as large as themselves. For their own sake, they must kill their prey quickly to avoid being injured themselves. Convergent evolution with falcons equips them with a tomial tooth, a tiny notch and projection on either side of the sharp upper bill tip. The three points clamping down on the back of the neck of a prey animal provide a quick death. Loggerhead shrikes feed on some prey too toxic for most predators to deal with, including monarch butterflies and eastern narrow-mouthed toads. They don't eat them right away, but rather impale them to eat a few days later after the toxins break down. Like monarch butterflies, the huge, beautifully colorful lubber grasshoppers of the southeast apparently use those bright colors to warn predators away. Loggerhead shrikes are their only avian predator, but they can feed heavily on them, devouring the head and abdomen while discarding the toxic thorax. Although it's likely the loggerhead shrike was never at all common in the northern third of either Wisconsin or Minnesota, my early field guides show it ranging well into both states. In the southern part of both states, it was once quite common. Thomas Sadler Roberts took a 12-day, 500-mile road trip moseying here and there in southwestern Minnesota in 1926 and counted 89 loggerhead shrikes, something birders today could only dream of. During my lifetime, the species has declined throughout its range, and in 1972, Audubon placed it on their blue list to draw attention to its plight. It's now considered near threatened throughout its range and listed as endangered in Wisconsin and Minnesota. But for some inexplicable reason, loggerhead shrikes have been appearing here and there in even the northern parts of both states this year. This spring, several birders spotted them in Duluth, Grand Marais, and the Saxon Bog. Just this past weekend, some sharp-eyed birders found one near the crested Caracara spot in Ashland, Wisconsin, and my friend Eric Brunke reported one in the bog. So there's a possibility some are actually breeding up here. Loggerhead shrikes are extremely rare in the Florida Keys and not found in Cuba or other Caribbean islands. I see them every time I visit my son in Orlando, usually in orange groves and other agricultural tracts and in natural spaces, but I occasionally see them even in theme parks. When I was in South Florida in April, both this year and last, I saw them in many places on the mainland, often in pairs or family groups. The fledglings are curious and winsome, often seen in what appears to be play acting, the kinds of hunting, chasing, and impaling activities they'll need to perfect to survive. On Saturday, one birder I encountered while looking for the caracara told me he'd seen a shrike about a mile away. I searched on my way home, but missed it. I haven't been to the bog yet this spring, but I'm hoping to bird there this weekend, and I'll sure be on the lookout. Chickadees may fear shrikes, but then again, plenty of innocent little caterpillars consider chickadees to be vicious serial killers. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.